Imagine you're speeding across a wide, grassy river, the wind tugging at your shirt, and the roar of the engine loud in your ears. You're sitting in a fan boat, a flat-bottom boat powered by a giant spinning fan at the back. The boat zips over water and grass, gliding across the wetlands of the Everglades in southern Florida. You feel like you're flying low over the ground, the world a blur of green and blue and shining light. The Everglades is a vast, slow-moving river of grass and water, stretching across more than a million acres. It's not just a swamp. It's a whole system of wetlands, marshes, forests, and mangroves. From high above, it looks like a giant, living patchwork, changing with the seasons and the weather. It's one of the most unique ecosystems in the world, and it's teeming with life. As the fanboat slows down, the engine quiets and a stillness settles over the water. You look out over a sea of sawgrass swaying in the breeze. In the distance, a white bird lifts off and glides across the sky. It's an egret, long-legged and graceful. Below, a turtle suns itself on a log, unmoving and calm. Then you hear it, a low grunt and a soft splash. You glance to the side and see a pair of eyes peeking up from the water, an alligator. It watches you quietly, floating like a log, only its eyes and nose above the surface. Alligators are one of the most famous animals in the Everglades. They've been living here for millions of years, perfectly adapted to this watery world. With their strong tails and sharp teeth, they are powerful, but they mostly keep to themselves unless they feel threatened. The fanboat comes to a stop in a wide, open area surrounded by tall grass and scattered trees. You step off onto a floating dock and stretch your legs. The air is warm and humid, thick with the scent of mud, flowers, and water. Now it's time to explore a quieter part of the Everglades, so you climb into a narrow canoe, pick up your paddle, and gently push off into the water. Right away, everything feels different. Without the roar of the fanboat, you can hear the soft sounds of the wetlands, the buzz of insects, the chirp of frogs, and the occasional call of a bird. You dip your paddle into the water, and the canoe moves slowly forward. The water is smooth and dark, like glass, reflecting the tall grasses and open sky. As you paddle, a butterfly lands on the bow of the canoe, its wings bright orange and black. Dragonflies zip just above the surface, flashing blue and green in the sun. You pass beneath the arch of a cypress tree, its knees rising up out of the water like little stumps. Spanish moss hangs from the branches, swaying gently in the breeze. You spot movement in the water ahead. A long, narrow shape swims by. It's a garfish, one of the oldest fish species in the world. With its long snout and armor-like scales, it looks like something from prehistoric times. Just above, a group of anhingas rest on a branch, spreading their wings to dry in the sun. These birds dive under the water to catch fish, then climb back up to dry off, their wings outstretched like black umbrellas. The Everglades is home to an incredible mix of animals. Some, like the alligator and the turtle, are easy to spot. Others are more hidden. Somewhere in the brush, a bobcat might be watching, or a raccoon might be digging for food in the mud. If you're very lucky, you might catch a glimpse of a Florida panther, rare, shy, and quiet. But most animals keep their distance, living their lives in the shelter of trees and grass. You glide into a shaded area where mangroves grow thick along the edge of the water. Their roots twist and tangle, forming a maze that holds soil in place and gives baby fish and crabs a place to hide. A blue heron stands nearby, tall and still. With one quick move, it snaps its beak and catches a fish, then swallows it whole before stepping quietly back into the shadows. Everywhere you look, there is movement, subtle, slow, and full of purpose. Apple snails cling to stalks of grass. a soft-shelled turtle swims just beneath the surface. Frogs sing from hidden places, and the trees seem to hum with insects. Even the water itself is moving, though you can barely see it, flowing gently southward through the grass toward the Gulf of Mexico. The Everglades has its own rhythm, shaped by the rains and the dry seasons. In the summer, rain falls almost every day, filling the marshes and turning dry places into shallow lakes. In the winter, the water slowly lowers and animals move closer together around the remaining pools. Life here follows the water, and every creature depends on it. You stop paddling for a while and drift. The canoe rocks gently, and the sky above you is wide and open. A bald eagle circles high above, scanning the land. Somewhere in the distance, you hear the croak of a pig frog, a deep booming sound that echoes through the trees. The sun shines through the branches, and everything feels still and wild and real. Later, you paddle toward a small island of trees called a hardwood hammock. These islands rise just slightly above the water, but that's enough to let different plants grow: mahogany trees, wild coffee, and ferns. In these places, you might see deer, rabbits, and even orchids blooming in the shade. Each small rise in the land creates a new world with its own sounds and scents. You spot a snowy egret dancing in the shallows, lifting its feet and fluffing its feathers as it hunts. Not far away, a roseate spoonbill wades in the mud, its pink feathers glowing in the light. It swings its spoon-shaped bill back and forth in the water, searching for tiny creatures to eat. As the day begins to turn toward evening, the sky takes on a warm glow. The clouds turn pink and gold, and the surface of the water mirrors the colors above. You begin to paddle back, your arms tired, but your heart full. The sounds of the evening rise, the insects louder now, the birds heading to their roosts. You pass a small family of raccoons near the shore, dipping their paws into the water. A turtle slides off a log with a quiet splash. You reach the dock where the fan boat is waiting. One last look over the water shows the grasses waving gently, the trees leaning over the water, and the sun dropping slowly behind the horizon. The Everglades is wild and peaceful, full of slow movement and quiet power. Every drop of water, every blade of grass, every hidden animal is part of something bigger, a living, breathing world of wetlands. You step out of the canoe and feel the ground beneath your feet again. The air is warm and soft. You've traveled by boat and paddle, seen birds take flight, watched fish dart through water, and floated beneath trees older than memory. The Everglades is a place of wonder, not loud or flashy, but rich and deep, if you take the time to listen. We hope you enjoyed exploring the Everglades. Be sure to tune in next week for a new adventure.